The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and it is another wonderful day as we're coming to you. I was going to say bi-coastal, but not really bi-coastal. Bi-planes.
Bipolar.
I'm in the Dallas studios, and the lovely Frank Bassett, along with Brendan Sweeney, once again, coming to us from Southern Indiana at the French Lick Resort and home of the Senior LPGA Championship. Gentlemen, how's it going in Southern Indiana?
I tell you what, Tim, yesterday was a pure Pete Dye day. The wind was blowing 33 miles.
Yeah.
Miles an hour out of it was a prevailing wind. It was out of the
it was brutal
southwest, and it was ripping. And Trish Johnson rakes off 7 birdies, only one blemish on the card with a double bogey on 6, and cards of 65.
Unbelievable! That was an unbelievable
round. I'm sorry,
67.
Round. 67. Yeah. And she's great. It was amazing. Yeah, two red numbers, and he compared to the Senior PGA Championship that we had here in 2015, presented by Old, or not Old Man. Presented by Old National Bank. That was presented by KitchenAid.
Did you get your mixer?
But there was 48 guys shot 80 plus, and down here, I think maybe 30, and it was totally different conditions. But it's fun, man. It's great. Today's a little overcast. May have a little rain coming in, but we'll dodge it. This has been known. It's the second highest point in the state of Indiana. It's been known to dodge us around here because Patoka Lake sort of sucks all the moisture down that way. So, yeah, it's great. Golf Channel is here, 4 to 6 for all your listeners out there. Want to flip it on, see what the golf course looks like.
Eastern, 4 to 6 Eastern.
Yep.
Every day. Right. Yeah. Did you see the coverage yesterday, Tim?
I did watch. It was very nice.
Wasn't it pretty?
I think they highlighted the golf course and the entire area there very well. So people got, a really good sense of what French Lick and the resort is all about.
We started a little late this morning because we had to wait on Brendan. He was on the phone with the governor's office. They called him.
Lieutenant governor's office.
He
said,
let's be clear.
You mind if you could just inform the gate guard that a black Escalade with Star 2 will be there tomorrow. Like, I think we get you in. And you can park wherever you want. So. She's coming down. It's going to be a blast. A first-time major, senior women's major champion will be crowned tomorrow, putting away $90,000 cash, U.S. dollars, in her pocket. As we look out in the first fairway right now, we see Hollis Stacey, World Golf Hall of Fame member, and soon-to-be, hopefully, Hall of Fame member, Miss Dane Laura Davies. So pretty cool. It's a who's
very
who.
Nice.
We had a great week so far. We've had Pete and Alice Dye, Dave Harner, and Commissioner Mike Wan put out the ceremonial first shot yesterday. It was pretty cool. Under the shadows of the Stephen L. Ferguson Trophy, which will be known forever as the Fergie.
Yeah, there's only one Fergie, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, you know. And she's married
Josh Duhamel. Your lips, sir.
She's married to Josh Duhamel.
No, there's only one Fergie, and we're in French Lick, and that's
Steve
Ferguson.
That's true. That's Steve Ferguson. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing, Tim? What's up?
Really, I got nothing going on. Yeah. Once you guys are done, and what else is happening? The whole world is focused on the Hoosier National Forest area, aren't they? The whole world of golf
they should
is
be.
Right there for you guys.
Well, I tell you.
It's the only live golf Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week.
Well, and as far as championship golf, we 10, 11, 12, this week we have the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank. But 3 days prior, we were hosting the Symetra Tour Donald Ross Centennial Classic. So we have 6 solid days of ladies' championship golf, and it precedes the U.S. Open in Bedminster, New Jersey.
Jersey.
And that should be a circus in itself. And if you open up any newspaper, turn on any TV, you can see President Donald J. Trump has made a little announcement, and that are the fireworks. And
here go the fireworks.
I'm glad we're a positive golf course. We don't really have too much controversy going on around here. But it's cool.
And let's all inclusive here. So, There's talk that there was a threat of a lawsuit back before he became president, when he was going to run for president, Donald Trump. They were talking about possibly pulling that championship from his course. There apparently was a threat to sue if they did indeed do that, which I don't know would be unusual had he not become president. That probably was a normal course of business. If you set up for a championship and then they pull it for you for different reasons, that might happen. But obviously with everything else that goes around President Trump's world, it just kind of gets piled on. And so they're having the championship there, and they decided not to, to deal with any legal implications if that were to happen and they did move it. But yeah, it's a headline, and Golf Channel and everybody else is ESPN talking about the fact. I'm looking at it right now. They're showing it on TV that that there was that issue being brought up. But regardless, somebody's going to win the Women's U.S. Open. And and that'll take center stage over everything else anyway.
Sure.
As it should be.
And, yep. And you know, at the end of the day, it's you put your head down for, you know, 72 holes of golf. 4 days later, it's going to be over. And there's always going to be a little spark. And you look at the Senior PGA Championship that was just played in New Jersey as well. There was a little controversy around that. You look at back at Doral with Cadillac pulling out. But, Tim, this is our 14th championship here at the Pete Dye Golf Course since 2009. Every one of them came with a contract. Every one of them has an out clause in the contract. Every one of them has a penalty for default in the contract. So it's just standard.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, you know, you can't wear a red shirt and you show up with a red shirt, you know, if it's not a contract, you got to deal with it. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it's standard.
And like I said, and you guys set up the course. You do a lot of work. You bring volunteers. I mean, there's a lot of – it doesn't just happen in 4 weeks before the tournament is held. I mean, there's
this,
a couple years of preparation
this event,
for major championships.
Tim, this event was
– 10 months.
10 months conceived.
Two championships.
Okay, two championships conceived, and within 10 months, boom, here we are. So,
and we learned that yesterday, didn't we? Talking to the commissioner.
Yeah.
About let's meet in a motel halfway between.
No, that was for the KPMG.
Oh, that's right.
This was a phone call saying we're going to have this. How are we going to deal with it?
This was Steve Ferguson calling Michael Wan, the commissioner of the LPGA, and he said, "Hey, we need a senior LPGA championship. We want to host it. Let's have it."
Yeah.
When? He said, when? He said, this year.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What?
No,
what?
Now. Okay.
Yeah, so we met yesterday, right prior to when Commissioner Juan was on here. We were going over dates for next year and a couple different scenarios. So, yeah, we're here for 5 years. This is our first of five, and also with the Symetra Tour. So it's pretty neat. I mean, you see the best of the young and the best of the greats that played at their peak before. And we've got a hell of a tournament going on here so far.
Expecting rain this afternoon, though.
A couple drizzles, no big deal. You know, control the things you can, I guess, in the name of golf. And our staff here is prepared. Russ Apple and his superintendent staff, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, they do. They do a fabulous job. Hey, Trish Johnson came in after her round yesterday, just grinning from ear to ear. I jumped up and gave her a great big old hug. I mean, she's something special.
And then she proceeded to spray mace in your face.
No. She hugged me back. We know each other.
Oh.
She's sweet.
Okay.
But, I mean, a 4-stroke lead, 5-under yesterday is one heck of a score, buddy.
Hey, but I tell you what, the most exciting, besides Trish Johnson, how about
Chris Cheddar
an ace?
Chris Cheddar had a hole-in-one. I couldn't find her last night.
Yeah,
I went
she
to
was
every
hiding.
Bar looking for
yeah,
her. You're buying, hiding. Honey. She said, "Oh my God, I can't go out tonight. Everybody's going to expect me to buy them drinks." But she had an ace yesterday.
I'm curious, you know, and you look at the website again. If you go to FrenchLick.com and see all the great things that you guys have, I'm looking for the pictures in the spa of the two of you in your white robes, getting ready for your mani-pedi.
Hey,
but I guess those haven't been posted yet.
We don't. Hey, Tim, we don't. We're in a judge-free zone here, and we accept each other for who we are.
And you also, by the way, concerts. There you got Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming.
There it is.
Soon.
There you go.
Bringing them on back.
All right. I'm going to get a piercing right now.
What did you guys do for dinner last night?
I'll start first. Kevin Frisch and I, who does PR work with us, I'm renting a place across the street because we're sold out here. And it's really cool. It's the penthouse in French Lick, Indiana.
Not because you're sold out. You wanted the penthouse across the street.
It's pretty damn cool. So,
it really is.
My son Callahan's staying with me. He's getting a taste of what it's like to be on the road with me, and he's like, oh my God,
he's going to therapy next
so,
week.
So we went
he's shaking his head yes right now.
we went and did our we wrote our copy, and we're waiting for distribution. Ordered a pizza, had a few beers, and just sent it out. And then the Nightcrawlers came beating on the elevator door right around 10 o'clock ish.
Yeah,
you guys could tell them where you went in town.
Yeah, we went to Legends, which is it's a fabulous place on the little square. Tiny French Lick is tiny, but it's a Larry Bird Museum. Basically.
Oh, you went to 33 Brick.
Oh, 33 Brick.
I'm
That's
above
right.
Legends.
That's right, 33 Brick. Okay. I get them confused. John, whatever. John Eckbert, who is the director of global media for Cook Group, who's going to join us in the next segment, and I went to dinner, and so John says, "Hey, why don't you bring us one of those basketballs and put it on the table while we're having dinner?" And so the next thing we know, Larry Bird's MVP trophy is sitting in the middle of our table while we're eating dinner.
Really?
That thing was heavy.
Yeah, the story behind that, Tim, is When
I hung an onion ring on it, by the way. We took a picture and posted it on Twitter.
when Larry's mom, when Mrs. Bird was selling her two-story house here in town, Larry had all his childhood trophies and just crazy stuff from the Olympics and whatnot. And they're literally in boxes all over the place. One of his friends opened up a restaurant in town here called 33 Brick. And in the center of the restaurant is a glass trophy case. You can see it through both sides. But he has MVPs. It's a really cool sports museum. And the cool thing is, you know, Larry Bird is from French Lick, Indiana, and he's been a really great ambassador for us. And it was cool that he gave this stuff to his buddy. And it's a killer restaurant. And we go there quite often. So
But it was great. Nice. Great dinner. John Eckbert treated me to dinner last night. It was great. Yeah. He bought. Wow. John bought.
Have you ever bought a meal?
Probably not. No. Never paid for a hotel room. Never bought a meal. I even have free golf clubs.
At last. Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got, Brendan? Nothing.
What do I got? I got Frank.
I got really nice shirts, too. You don't get a shirt, Tim.
No, I don't. You talking about PGA shirts or French Lick shirts?
A French Lick shirt. It's a really cool looking shirt. We'll send you one. What size do you wear? Large?
No, I think I'm a medium.
Schmedium?
Most golf shirts are like oversized, in my opinion. So I like the form fitting.
Oh, you
got to
show
bodybuilder.
Yeah,
shirt,
you got to show that stuff off. You work out every day. Good luck.
I don't know what they are, but I probably say medium. Yeah, usually it's medium.
We'll get you one.
I'll hold my breath on that one. Yeah.
So Tim, what do you think about the Women's U.S. Open?
What do I think about what's going on? The slight controversy.
Yes.
I think it's, as you said, I think it's business as usual. And you know, if I'm Trump, as Trump was back then, not even elected, not even anything, right? When all this was going on, but probably going to run, he's conducting business as he would conduct business. And let's not forget, first and foremost, that's who and what he's all about. And so, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that he'd say, okay, if you guys think you're going to pull it because you don't like me. I mean, there wasn't apparently another reason. It was because of the things he had said or whatever, and he didn't agree with that. Then I could see him saying, I mean, that's kind of who he is, isn't it? It's tit for tat. So I don't think it would surprise anybody that he would say that. It's a big business decision. You set up your course. You get a lot of things rolling because you're going to have a major championship there. So it's not a surprising thing. It's, like I said, it's just one more thing about Trump that gets thrown into the pot. And so, you know, in that sense, it probably makes him look bad or greedy or whatever. But again, before he became president, Donald Trump was first and foremost a businessman, and he
only has like 16 golf courses, right?
Yeah, you know. So I mean, that's what business is. That's how you do it. So you know, I'd kind of If there's one more Trump story, by the way, in the news, I'm just changing the channel. Anyway.
He doesn't play to lose. Let's just play it that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't play to lose. So there you go.
Yeah. So I think you know, now that it's all, the smoke will clear and the story will run its normal 24-hour cycle, and then we'll look at how great the championship's going to be, and the course hopefully is in great shape, and on and on. The funny thing about it is the USGA, more than Trump to me, or at least parallel tracks, they can't seem to not have a controversy.
It's
every turn. I mean, the USGA's always got something going on. Here's another one that they're like, all right, yeah, okay, it happened, but can we talk about something positive with the USGA? And instead, they just keep getting more things thrown onto them. So it's almost a little comical that they can't kind of get out of their own way with something always coming up whenever there's a USGA event. So, you know, this one will, like I said, run its course, and then we'll talk about how great the women players are. I'm curious what the crowds are like.
They're good. They're solid. Windy weather. It's good. Yesterday was great. Today is, you know, it's still early. Our leaders will be going off soon, but the buses are unloading. A lot of people are coming. And what we've done, Tim, for anybody in the Midwest that wants to drive over, you know, be thankful for a tankful. We're giving away free tickets. Just make a little donation to the kids at Riley's, which is why we're doing this. But you're talking about the U.S. Open. There's 11, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 U.S. Open winners here on property now, which accounts for 11 U.S. Opens. So you look at, you know, Laura Davies, I'm sorry, Amy Alcott's not here, but Holla Stacey, Betsy King, Pat Bradley, Lisa Led Newman, Jan Stevenson, and Janet Anderson. So it's cool. We have major champions here. It's a lot of things. But, you know, Laura Davies with 20 LPGA wins, 129 top tens, and 4 majors.
Wow.
Yeah. And she hits the hell out of the golf ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was one of the original, if you guys remember, I'm sure you do, get up on your toes when you hit your drive. I remember back in the day when you'd slow motion and watch it, and this is 20 years ago, 25 years ago, she hit it so far. But especially for the women, the way she would swing as hard as she swung, and remember, she'd be up on her toes, and it was kind of like, oh. Well, of course, now you see everybody that hits the ball long is almost doing the same thing, right? They're pushing off the ground, and they're standing on their tippy toes at impact. So she was a little bit of a pioneer. Oops. And I actually played with her back in the day when she came through town. And as I've said the story before, Frank, you remember probably that we did a thing called Beat the Pro, and I'd go play with different celebrity singers or whatever. And that's how I got to meet Paul Stankowski for the first time, because I was playing with Amy Grant and the singer. And we were playing at a course that he lived on, and he came out of his backyard with his clubs, and he wanted to join in, and we played.
Mrs. Gill.
Yeah, I played with her. And I did the same thing with Laura Davies at a course. We played nine holes, and she was so nice and so friendly. She's a larger woman, so she's a bit intimidating, you would think, like, wow. But
no,
she's the sweetest person in the world.
She's wonderful. Hey, I'm just looking at some stuff. Pat Bradley has 31 LPGA wins and 316 top tens, okay? She's playing. Betsy King has the most LPGA wins, I believe, of anyone playing in this tournament with 34 and 245 top tens. Jane Blaylock comes
winning six majors.
Six majors, yeah. Jane Blaylock comes in with 27 LPGA wins and 206 top tens, but still holds the record for the most consecutive rounds, most consecutive cuts made, 299.
That's huge.
That's unbelievable.
That's consecutive. I mean, that's a huge number if it's just a career. Right? If you make 290 cuts in your career, it's pretty good. To do it over, what's that got to stretch? 8 years, 10 years, or whatever? I mean, that's phenomenal.
That's crazy. But Betsy King, I mean, look at Betsy King with 245 top tens.
Yeah, that's just nuts.
Yeah.
Pat has 316. Betsy has 245.
Still.
Laura Davies, 129 top tens.
No, it also shows you the difference. We talked about Tiger and his streak. Today's golfers miss cuts like they change their socks when they play golf. It's not a big deal anymore. I mean, those streaks may be a thing of the past because – the guys missing cuts are like, nah, I miss it. I get on my jet. I go home. I get ready for the next, you know. And it's all about if I win or I don't win. It's kind of an all or nothing feel. And if they don't feel like this is their week, missing a cut's not a big deal to them.
Well,
like it used to be.
I think the talent pool in a PGA Tour is so tight that you have to take chances. That's why you see guys go miss cut, win, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're taking chances out there, and then all the chances that you take are, you know what? If I'm gonna have a chance of winning a couple million bucks in a week or nothing, I'll go for it all.
It's a different world now with the kind of money that they win on the PGA Tour, especially. Well, and on every tour. I mean, the payout for this is $90,000 for first place. That's a big number.
That's a huge number.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're Xander Schauffele or any of these young guys that are kind of almost coming out of nowhere.
1.2.
Suddenly you're a millionaire and your exemption through the 2018-19 season. Oh, you get to play in the Open Champ. All the things keep the Masters and all the invitationals.
Well, what about the endorsements?
Speaking of that, the picture of John Rahm standing there on the tarmac beside his new jet. He's signed an agreement now with NetJets right after the tournament. He said, thanks to my new sponsor, NetJets, I'm going for a private jet ride today.
Well, you want to talk about a private jet ride? I had one the other day.
Tell this story. This is a good story.
You went to get pizza.
Yeah, so
in Green Bay.
So part of our contract with the Golf Channel and the LPGA is that we're owned by the Cook Group, and they have a few airplanes. And part of the deal was we had to pick up the talent from the LPGA event up in Green Bay. And our corporate policy is an employee has to escort our guests. So the French Lick Challenger 604 picked me up at the Pete Dye International Airport at 4:30. I was eating pizza in Green Bay at 5:25 and back here by 7 o'clock. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, they came in, Tim. I think we said it yesterday, but they came in over the golf course.
Yeah, we buzzed the clubhouse.
Course while John Eckbert and I were out on the course with some Golf Channel folks. So we're playing late in the day, and here he comes and buzzes the course. So anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm sorry you can't stay with us the whole show today.
Yeah, that's all right. I got some commitments, but I know you guys are going to drag somebody in off the street that will be walking by.
Probably somebody like the Executive Vice President of Community and Public Relations and Social Responsibility Officer, Kathy Shetland, is going to join us in the next segment. And she is a special
without Old National Bank, this wouldn't be happening.
Wouldn't happen.
Not at all.
They're fabulous. They've been a sponsor for events here at French Lick for 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. What a commitment.
Great.
All right, guys. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and be joined by her Kat, and anybody Kat, else.
Kathy Shetland. There you go.
There you go. And anybody else that you guys have that might be wandering by, you're only 100 feet or so or 100 yards from the first tee at the Senior LPGA Championship at Frederick Resort. And we'll be coming back to Brendan and Frank right after this. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio.
You know, every time I hear that music, I just want to go to the blender and get my margarita, my frozen margarita. Welcome back, Frank Bassett, PGAtour.com, PGA Tour Radio, Golf Talk America Live from the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, benefiting Riley's Hospital for Children. And right now, joining us is one of our favorite people. She's been on the show every time we come up here, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Kathy Shetland, who is the Executive Vice President handling Community and Public Relations and Social Responsibility Officer. I don't know that we're in trouble now, Brendan.
Well, it was going great till Social Responsibility Officer came around. Oh, good. Welcome.
I'm very
welcome.
Socially responsible.
Welcome.
Kathy, from the resort side, I'm Frank's sidekick a lot. Absolutely. Thank you for Old National, for your team, for all you do for us, but most importantly, what this tournament does for the kids at Riley.
Yeah.
So why don't you start us off and say, you know, how this all came about? And
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
How come y'all's badges just say all access and mine says arrest on site?
Well, if you become the title sponsor, you can have
Forget
all
that.
Access.
Forget
no,
that.
Okay, social responsibility.
That explains it all.
Officer.
That explains it. Anyway, I'm sorry. So tell us a little bit first, though, about Old National Bank.
Well, we have actually been around since 1834.
Wow.
We are based out of Evansville, Indiana, and that is where, you know, we originated. We have grown significantly over the years, so we are the largest Indiana-based bank, but we have grown outside of Indiana. We're also in areas of Western Kentucky and Louisville. We actually just moved into Michigan.
Really?
We in Ann Arbor, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids.
So you're hugging the east coast of Lake Michigan.
Yes, not Detroit, but we're in a lot of
Benton Harbor, St. Joe.
St. Joe, yeah.
Guess who's up there?
Who knows?
I was going to say
Senior PGA Championship presented by KitchenAid.
Right
there.
Yes.
We know people. We can get you in there.
That's right.
Can you get me a mixer?
They're called stand mixers.
Kathy's already turned me down for a loan.
I'll tell you what.
Social responsibility.
Social
officer.
Responsible. So I remember, though, a few years ago when KitchenAid was here, and they had, I bet there were 200 mixers, every color you could think of.
Every color you could think of.
Oh, my gosh.
Had them lining the driveway coming in here, and you can't see at the bottom of the hill, so there's some blackout areas. And I was told, Frank Bassett, don't you touch one of those mixers.
They were beautiful.
I was going to get me them. Every color. I like the copper one.
We'll turn you on to the people at KitchenAid. They're great people. They're great friends of ours. And hopefully we'll have another Senior PGA Championship.
You know, I actually think that we did with our some of my colleagues up north. I think they actually did have maybe a suite or something up in that area, a chalet, I should say, in that area. So I actually do think that we participated there. But we're also in Wisconsin now.
Kathy, you got to get south.
I know.
Go warmer.
Hey, you know, our president and the chairman of the board, or I should say our CEO and chairman of the board, Bob Jones, who has been here.
Great American.
He is fantastic.
Yeah, nice guy.
And is probably, I would say, the reason for this partnership. But and he'll be back tomorrow. But I keep on telling him, boy, we got to go south. I like south. I do not like cold weather.
I've got a guy in Nashville named Ron Samuels. He started Avenue Bank, sold out to Pinnacle. That's where I was telling you I was banking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my account's up for grabs.
Does have electronic banking. So you could virtually be anywhere, Frank.
There you go.
And do your banking with Old National Bank.
Capital One started that, didn't they, with the electronic banking thing?
You know, I don't know exactly which institution. I just know that it caught on relatively quickly.
Old National Bank always been Old National Bank?
Actually, years ago when we originated in Evansville, Indiana, we went through some different names. But essentially for the majority of our legacy and heritage, we've been Old National Bank. So,
Capital One may have invented it. Old National. perfected
mastered it.
There you go.
Mastered it.
So in your position with Old National, outside of getting to do fabulous things like come to these golf tournaments and all that, what tell us a little bit about what you guys do in the community.
Well, you know, we're proud to be a community bank, even as we continue to grow. So our goal is really to impact lives and strengthen the communities that we serve. And so I will tell you, last year we actually donated through sponsorships and also through our foundation over $6 million.
Wow. Good Lord.
To support different charities. And we feel very strong that we don't do sponsorships. We do partnerships.
Yep.
We really want to. And just like this, I mean, I will tell you, we have gained so many friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Whether it be through the resort or Cook or the Riley. Other partners. Riley. And, you know, Riley has been very close to us for years. They're one of our philanthropists. Piece of choice and for all the right reasons that you can appreciate. So.
And you have a Riley story.
I do. Actually, I have several Riley stories. My son went there for a very short period of time because they couldn't determine in Evansville what was wrong with him, and that was kind of a quick turnaround, so that was a blessing. But probably the Riley story that has such tremendous meaning is my niece was born deaf. Sophie was born deaf. And because of Riley, they figured her out within 3 days. She received implants, and she actually can hear now, which is
goodness.
A miracle. When I say, you know, when they talk about, you know, make miracles happen, they truly did with Sophie. And then you fast forward 7 years, and they had to rush her to the hospital in Evansville. Come to find out, she was type 1 diabetic. And so she is a Riley child yet again. So she visits Riley for 2 different reasons.
And we have a champion of ours, Miss Michelle McGann.
Yes.
Who is a very, very well-spoken diabetic champion.
Yes, she is.
A dear friend of ours, her second year playing here, first year in a senior LPGA championship, but she played in the Legends Championship here. You had a little time to spend with Michelle.
We did, and I will tell you what a tremendous lady. While she's awesome on the course, she is the most gracious and loving and kind person off the course. And what's very interesting is, so she did the media tour, of course, and she met a colleague of mine in Evansville who has a child that's type 1, Caleb Elsperman, and they've become such close friends that actually I think Michelle's going to stay with them for a few days in Evansville as she's in between championships. But I'll tell you, just an amazing lady.
She's aces. Really. But, you know, the really cool thing, just another Indiana tie-in, her dad, Bucky, was the captain of the 1966 Notre Dame Fighting Irish basketball team. So
I did not know
I didn't know that.
He's a hell of a guy. I was just talking to him over there by Curry, and he's looking at the car at the Cadillac over there, and he goes, you know, this thing is $66,000. I said, how much was your first house? He said, 22. I said, you could have bought a 9-bedroom house back then for that much. Yeah, good stuff.
We're talking with Kathy Shetland. She is the executive vice president handling community and public relations for Old National Bank, the presenting sponsor of the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, benefiting Riley's Hospital for Children, and along with Brendan Sweeney, director of player development and media relations for the French Lick Resort. So, guys, this is a fun week. It's exciting. Yesterday was brutally windy.
Today,
32 mile per hour winds. It's muggy, heavy air. Ball's probably not going as far.
About 40 miles north of us, Bloomington, Indiana. I saw the radar. They're getting hammered, but it's going from
across. It's not coming toward us.
No, it's heading the other way. But we're just catching tail of this. And we're on the second highest point of the state of Indiana, in the high atop Mount Airy, where the Taggart Mansion is located, which we call the Pete Dye Mansion now. But a lot of history here. And
I've got a question for Kathy. How is Bob's golf game?
You know,
it was pretty good last time I saw him.
Yeah, he actually played in the Pro-Am with Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, he played with Secretary Rice.
Secretary Rice. And
I called her Connie yesterday, and I was quickly corrected by him. He said, it's Dr. Rice.
Dr. Rice. I apologize. she was amazing. And, again, another very gracious lady, so intelligent and articulate. True. Bob had a tremendous day. And, candidly, I was watching some of the play, and, boy, he had some great shots.
He did. What about Dr. Rice?
Well, yes. Of course, it was all about Bob, though, but no. And Mr. Ferguson, I know they played as well, so they had a great day with her. Fantastic. And for her to be here, I mean, what a wonderful kind of really recognition and tribute to this course, which is world class.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it just shows the significance of this championship. Mm-hmm. This is the first senior women's LPGA major mm-hmm. champion. Mm-hmm.
And the women deserve this. And I really want to thank, of course, Brennan, you, and obviously Mr. Ferguson and Dave and Joe and all the people that put this on, and Cook. I mean, the women deserve this.
Yes.
And so for Mr. Ferguson to have, I mean, there was a determination to have the championship here, and it happened.
Not too many people say no to him.
I know. And thank goodness for that. Because,
and I know.
Yeah,
I'm his son-in-law.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, you know, it's tremendous and first class, and the ladies deserve this.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And French Lick and Old National together, that's a really good pairing.
Let me ask you a question. When it comes to you, obviously, you've been a professional for a couple of years, I would say. Mm-hmm. What's it like now in today's society? I just turned 50. Mm-hmm. But the corporate culture of women in business through the power of golf, I mean, it's no longer a boys' game.
Right, absolutely. What's interesting, I've just started playing golf, and I'm not very good at it.
We do have an academy here.
But I enjoy it.
We do have just a killer staff of guys that come on, and ladies that can teach.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we have a philosophy, and one of our values is diversity and inclusion at the bank. And so I will tell you that when Mr. Ferguson presented us with this opportunity, it was a quick yes. And I know Mr. Ferguson talked about that. Bob is the one, obviously, that approved that very quickly. And one of the elements and the reasons for that is because of the fact that we're recognizing women's golf. And I think that it's noted that it's an area where we probably need to focus a little more, and whether it be golf and other elements. But it's deserved, and they're great ladies. They are, like I said, while they're awesome on the course, they're just as gracious and giving and professionals, and are doing so much for charities. Oh. I mean, it's tremendous. So we are really, really honored to be a part of it.
And the neat thing about being part of the Riley's family, we're part of the fold now. Mm-hmm. And this is we had 4 years of the Legends Championship here. Mm-hmm. Now we're at the senior LPGA level. But watching the kids grow up, watching BJ and Brennan and all the
coming back,
and Olivia with she had eye cancer, and just
Lexi,
you just go by them. And I look at my son here, Callahan, who just turned 16. Mm-hmm. You know, he grew 6 inches in the last 7 months.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now you look at the other kids, it's like every year it's a calendar. It's like, mm-hmm. you're coming back and visiting.
Yeah, it's like the post in your house where you just mark the birthday every year of your child.
And that's the
up.
Big thing. Yeah. You know, you talk about marking the birthdays, but not all of the stories are positive.
No, they're
and
not.
Everyone's well, you know.
No, there's a couple of tough ones.
We lost a champion earlier this year, but, you know, God bless, and that's why we're here. That's why we do it for Riley's, and that's why we couldn't do it without Old National Bank. So it's cool. It's great. It's this first ever. We got Kathy here. And
Kathy's great. I met Kathy years ago when I met Bob. I played with Bob 1 year, I think. A long time ago. I think we played 9 holes together here.
The restraining order.
The restraining order's been lifted.
Social responsibility director.
That's why they hired me.
Yeah. I didn't hear it for a long
time. Stay away from Bob.
Yeah. Kathy Shetland from Old National Bank, the presenting sponsor of this senior LPGA championship held here at French Lick on the Pete Dye course 2017, and will continue for 4 more years or more here.
Yeah.
And what does it mean to be on the Golf Channel? You guys are
all over the Golf Channel.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
You guys catch a lot of emails? I was in the truck at the countdown yesterday, and it was like, presented by Old National Bank. I'm like, yes!
It's fantastic. You know, that additional exposure is wonderful, and so just another reason, another benefit for being a part of the partnership.
Yeah, and now you're on PGA Tour Radio or PGAtour.com.
I tell you what,
so
that's
pretty cool.
Is the best.
That's it.
I
was begging for that one.
Pinnacle moment.
Don't say pinnacle. It's Old National Bank. Anyway, Kathy, thank you so much
for
joining
us
on PGA Tour Radio.
Thank you for being here and supporting the event as well.
Wouldn't be anywhere else. When we come back.
A nice round of applause for Gavin.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah, absolutely. When we come back, we'll be joined by John Eckbert. He is the global director of media for the Cook Group, the people who are making all this possible. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. All right, they're dancing. They're dancing. We're dancing. We're walking. We're walking. We're walking. Welcome back, everybody. Tim Matthews had to had to go do his community service, so he's not available to finish the show with us, so we are trying to finish this thing.
This move's called the Grandpa.
I saw that. Good Lord, it's gotten out of control.
I'm moving my rocker.
Okay, here we go.
Frank Bassett. Tennis balls down front.
Live from the Senior LPGA Championship, presented by Old National Bank, benefiting Riley's Hospital for Children, with the Director of Player Development and Media Relations for the French Lick Resort, Brendan Sweeney, my good friend, and co-host of Golf Talk America on occasion. My partner who travels. Thank you, Brendan.
Hey, it's a great day to be an American. It's a great day to be French Lick, Indiana. It's a great day to see the second round of the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank. Halla Stacey, World Golf Hall of Famer, just teed off with Laura Davies. And a cast of characters.
Stuff.
We've had an ace yesterday with Chris Cheddar.
That was awesome. And she hid out last night from everyone.
She did.
So she wouldn't have to buy
18
drinks.
Birdies.
But you know somebody.
She had 18 birdies and one eagle. That's all that counts. She had an eagle on a par three.
That's true. And somebody who didn't hide out last night and ended up, thank you very much for dinner last night, Mr. Eckbert, John Eckbert, who is the Director of Global Media for the Cook Group. The Cook Group is big-time company.
That's
makes
dog,
all this happen.
No.
The
dog that
thanks,
wags
thanks for having me, Frank. Big-time is you.
No, thanks for your interest in being here, man. You are huge. No, I love being here. I love thank you.
I wouldn't have said that 5 or 6 years ago because you weren't huge. You were still a wonderful man. But now, Frank?
Who?
You're the man.
Well, hey, thank you.
Do you need anything?
You.
Can I get you a cheese tray?
Michelle McGann's getting ready to get on the first.
Michelle McGann's on the first. We're 100 yards from the first tee, guys, and we're just watching everybody tee off here. And a few people have tugged it over close to the water down the left side. It's easy to do, but for Brendan and I, we always spray it right over that second bunker.
Yeah,
right.
So. I've been in the third fairway before.
In the heather.
And made it to the green. Like yesterday, Trish Johnson on the 15th hole sprays her drive.
Across a fairway.
Onto the 16th tee box, flies 15 green, chips in, birdie.
Coming in Eckberg style there.
Yeah.
We did, by the way, John and I played with some Golf Channel folks. While you, Brendan Sweeney, were on your way to pick up the Golf Channel broadcast team.
It's probably the most expensive piece of pizza I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Flew to Green Bay in the corporate jet. And as they come back, John and I look up, and John says, there it is. And they're tipping the wings as they come over the golf course land. It was pretty cool.
It was. We were in the plane, and all of a sudden everybody's like, hey, there it is. We flew over to Dye, and then Dye went to Valley, then we flew over to Ross. So we got all three.
Nice.
John Eckbert has a long history in journalism. And, how many years were you?
I was about, who's counting, but it was 29 at the Cincinnati Enquirer.
Yeah, 29. Wow. Well, and an interesting guy. I love being around John because he's a plethora of knowledge. But he's got some really cool facts.
Facts.
And
he's got some great stories.
Well,
he's got great stories. Just wait, real quick. I was telling Callahan, my son, who's sitting right next to me.
Hey, Callahan.
Callahan,
hey, buddy.
Be there, man.
And I said, John, he goes, hey, John, those guys were pretty cool last night. I said, yeah. I said, John's got some great stories. He goes, I said, the one that stands out in the back of my mind the most is this Alice Cooper story when he was hanging out in Cincinnati back in the day writing songs.
Alice Cooper, they took over the Fiji House Annex, and him and his band, and they're like, a week goes by, and the guy who invited him to stay overnight after the gig goes, Mr. Cooper, Alice, you're going to have to leave here. So, oh, yeah, we'll be leaving pretty soon. A week goes by, 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by. 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks go by. Alice is still living there with the band, and they're performing at the Ludlow Garage. Finally, the kid goes, Dad, I don't know what to do. They won't leave. They won't leave. And so Dad's a lawyer calls him up and said, Mr. Cooper, we really don't want to involve the sheriff in this. Now, you really need to leave the Fiji Annex before college starts. And Alice apparently goes, all right. That was the summer that Schools Out for Summer was written.
I'm 18.
And I'm 18 was written.
Really?
So, yeah. The Fiji House on Ohio Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. Former Fiji House on Ohio Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. I love history. And this place right here is just thick with history.
Big time.
One of my favorite historical incidents, which I've been trying to chase down by talking to volunteers today, is what hole was Mark Calcavecchi on when he broke the 8-iron over his knee?
9, which would have been 18.
18.
It's 18 now.
18 now.
Was it the 8-iron he broke over his knee?
Yeah. Can we
repeat what he said?
No, probably not.
And then
not.
He
you can infer.
And then he stormed off the course in the first round.
Yeah.
You should have a plaque there. So if you ever get discouraged about how your golf game's going, don't go Mark Calcavecchi on
everybody.
Don't go
Calcy.
He told me, he said, Bassett, these are your friends. Your friends own this place, right? And I went, yeah. He said, well, tell them to, it was not pleasant. Well, he was not happy.
Well, all you got to do, Mark, is hit it in the fairway
and hit it
on the green.
That's right.
It's kind of easy.
Colin McGovern, just real quick, on our first tee right now, here's Michelle McGann's getting ready to pull out, tee off. Instead of dropping a tee, her caddy took a wedge, hit it in the ground. She's teeing off on grass right there. She's
teeing
a
off with a 3-wood, it looks like.
How about that?
Looks like, can we do some PGA Tour play-by-play?
Okay, high school phenom from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Settling over the
ball's
ball.
On its way down the fairway. Well looks like a good shot.
Well
good shot.
Ball. Well
good
shot. Ball. Very nicely done. Very nicely
yeah.
done.
Great shot. Uh-oh.
We'll have to give her a hug. You know, her dad, Bucky, was a captain of the 1966 Notre Dame basketball team.
That's back in the day.
That's pretty cool.
That's old school, South Bend. That's
era
Parsegian.
I was 12.
Okay, I want to tell a story here. It was May 12th, 1920. An assistant 18-year-old pro from the Fort Wayne Country Club. He tees it up at Ross for a practice round.
Donald Ross course here at French
Donald
Lake.
Donald Ross course at French Lake. It's a pretty tough course. So 18 holes. This assistant pro named Eugenio Ceracini, he finished that two-day event in seventh place, took home $30, which is about a $370 payroll today. He couldn't take that name, Eugenio, so he changed his name to Gene Sarazen, and in the next 2 years, he went on to leave a mark on the game as one of the best golfers of all time. But I like to think it all started with a seventh-place finish at the Donald Ross course. Lesson being, don't quit.
That's a good lesson.
Grand Slam was in that boy's future.
That's how we do radio.
Just don't quit. Just keep talking.
The show must go on.
There are no yes or no answers in radio.
Tell us some more of this. I mean, you've got some neat stuff
about here. The first check for to Donald Ross to design this pretty incredible course that has withstood the test of time came from Tom Taggart. The check, $50,000. Okay, that's a number. Back in 1917, 50 grand equaled 1.2 million today. Golf courses, man, they weren't cheap back then. They're not cheap to build today.
Well, 1.2 million would cover like that hole here. This was 27 million.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, but I tell you what, you want to talk about Donald Ross real quick. So, Mr. Taggart goes down in 1914, goes down to Pinehurst. He heard about he was an avid golfer and he wintered down in Pinehurst, and he came across Donald Ross, and he commissioned Ross to come up here. So every Donald Ross course, at one time there were like 310 of them, are all within a mile and a half of a train track. This was a railroad town. We were talking about this last night. So Ross would have his staff, animals, oxen, right? Didn't have too many tractors back then. All their tools, everything. And Mr. Really? Taggart, he went out where the Ross course is right now, used to be the Hill course, and he just carved out the natural contour of the land. Fast forward to 2006. Pete Dye comes up here, walks the course, gets the topo maps, sketches it out on a napkin, and has a parade of bulldozers and dynamite, and he just blew the crap out of everything around here. And you look on the outside, there's trees. There's thousands of trees. And that was pretty cool. But it's amazing what technology can do and what Donald Ross did to that course. But if you look at all of his courses, I play with New Smyrna Beach Country Club all the time down in Florida, Daytona Beach, Flagler, Orlando Country Club. All of them are right real close to the Flagler line that goes north and south from Miami to New York, Key West. All those little
have little spurs of golf courses. Here at the Dye, one of the beautiful things about the Dye course to me is you look around, you don't see a rooftop. You are in the middle of a wilderness, and you are an hour from Louisville, about an hour and a half, 2 hours
from Indy. I mean, besides a couple of houses across the street, that's about it.
You just see nothing but wonderful Hoosier hardwoods.
For 40 miles.
And the only thing that breaks the peace here is an occasional when you miss the fairway.
Clean up on aisle one. Yeah. So Walter Hagen, he won the 1924 championship, right? Everybody knows that. He made a little bit of money, but he decided he wanted to be paid in part with a jug of moonshine. Apparently there's an Orange County moonshiner, knew how to make the juice. So as Hagen left town on that train ride back to Indy, maybe back to Chicago, he was last seen pulling out of that station in French Lick, had his seat on the caboose platform. His feet were up on the rail. The seat was leaned back, and he was sipping from a little cup of moonshine.
Good Lord. At kinder, gentler time.
A kinder, gentler time. Yeah, indeed. You know, another thing about that round is that everybody remembers Hagen, and everyone around here remembers that Hagen, you know,
he's a showman.
He did pretty good by that. Well, who was he playing? I mean, he left with home. He came out of here with about a $6,400, which is like $90,000 today. Well, his opponent in that final was a guy named Ray Durr of Philadelphia. And, you know, most people don't know who Ray Durr is. And apparently, Ray Durr was no summer breeze for Hagen, according to a newspaper account from the time. And I am really loving newspaper stories about this era. And the quote was, once he landed on the carpet, this is Ray Durr, his putter pushed the ball into the hole from all sorts of distances. He probably held a dozen putts, the reporter said, averaging 20 feet in length. Anybody play a Donald Ross course knows that
20 feet's
brutal.
You're
lucky to make one 20-footer around. This guy put in a 12. Dozen against Hagen. Hagen must have been wondering, why won't this guy go away?
I wonder what his stats were, greens in regulation, like we keep them today. It would be really cool if you could go back and
that's the easiest stat for me to keep track of on the scorecard, greens in regulation.
Zero. That was us day before yesterday. Yeah. Boy, we had fun though. We had a good time.
Ain't pretty. You watch these golfers, the best women golfers of all time arguably are here today, and they have these metronomic swings that are just unbelievable. We've watched them from the driving range for hours. The guys who are sitting at the driving range, volunteers watch them tee off for us, they never miss a shot.
Nope.
Well, you know, here's a really cool story. Back in 1959, right, we have the LPGA Championship at the Donald Ross Golf Course.
Don't make that sound like it's so long ago.
Well, it's not. So that would be our second major that we hosted.
Yeah.
Okay.
After the 24 UGA.
Yep. Muriel Breer, B-R-E-E-R, played in that event. Her caddy, Jimmy, works at the Ross Course. They united when she played in the honors event the other day.
At the Donald Ross Course.
Yeah, we got a picture of him there and everything. And the other thing about Jimmy was he caddied for Pete Dye in the 1957 Western Amateur that Pete won.
Wow.
It's cool. He's still working here.
I want Jimmy on my bag.
That's too cool.
He could be the guy that's been here longer than Harner. That's about it.
Longer than Dave Harner, the director of golf operations.
He's been here for
the
40
other
years.
Story about this place, it's so interesting, is Larry Bird's high school basketball coach.
Jim Jones, and Gary Mulholland. All three of them are here.
All three of them work for this resort. Isn't that incredible?
That's cool. I was watching that 30 for 30 Celtics and Lakers, and where I'm staying at the penthouse.
We were there.
It's right across the street from the high school. And I'm watching 30 for 30, and the same shot they're showing on TV. I'm looking out my window. I'm like, holy smokes. It's right there. Yeah, it was cool.
So in 47, crooner Bing Crosby came here. Now, he's a pretty good amateur golfer, everybody thought so. And he's good enough to play, he thought, in the April 1947 Midwest Amateur Championship.
We had it here for 35 years.
So the golf course tamed him, goes without saying. Bing three-putted, five greens on the front side. He ended up, tail between his legs, going back to Hollywood, carded a 240 for the three-day event, which means his average score, and he thought he was a good golfer, was 80 each day. So one hard-boiled Chicago reporter, probably a lot like Sweeney.
Or Len Zeem. How you doing?
Len Zeem.
He says that if Bing was going to succeed at this game, quote, he'd have to cure an attack of shanking with his autograph hand.
Oh, jeez. That's brutal writing.
Cheap shots,
man, from
reporters, you know?
You know how reporters are.
Yeah, I do know how
they are. I don't consider us the media.
We're not.
Because nobody will give you credentials?
Pretty much, yeah. Get outside of the ropes. What are you doing in here?
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, absolutely. John Eckbert, who is the director, global director of media relations for the Cook Group, joins us. And John's an old newspaper man from years ago. He's not old. He's just...
Let me ask you a question about being in Cincinnati back in the 80s.
Yes, sir.
So I grew up in Chicago. One of my favorite shows was WKRP.
Did you know Lonnie Anderson?
Well, there's a Lonnie Anderson reference to the French Lick Resort.
There is.
This would be the Lonnie Anderson course, and the Ross course would be the Bailey Quarters course. One you like to date, one you like to marry.
So. WKRP in Cincinnati for our listeners. So Younger is an old TV program that if you can find it on TV Land or something, it's hilarious.
Mr. Carlson was the Maytag repairman on a side gig, but my most favorite memory is the Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
As Les Nessman, the
news guy.
He's like, WKRP. Oh, man. They're throwing something out the window.
he's staring up at the ground at the helicopter. They're throwing something out of the helicopter.
Turkeys. They're hitting the ground like bags of wet cement. And then they fast forward and they go back to the office. They're all scarred up because they're trying to get the turkeys out of the helicopter. Mr. Carlson turns and says, God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. So, I mean, that show had to be rocking. I mean,
here comes the ASPCA on us now.
Iconic.
Great show.
Hey, any news is good news when it's coming from us.
John, tell us a great story before we have to get out of here about a guy named Titanic.
Titanic Thompson was it's a long story, but he basically was a rambling gambling man, worked out of New York City, probably had something to do with the 1919 Black Sox, knew Al Rothstein, went to Hollywood, ended up hustling his way through the United States and landed in, of all places, Evansville, Indiana, where he had some oil leases because a former wife owned them. And he hustled golf out of French Lick Resort, out of Vincennes Country Club, out of Evansville. But it was here at Donald Ross Course that he broke Joe Louis. Now, he was the guy that, if anybody knows anything, goes bum 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 bum.
Anything goes. There you go.
Sky Masterson was a show up on the stage. Who wants to throw craps? That was Titanic Thompson. His real character, knew Damon Runyon. He came here, and Joe Louis, who thought he was a two-handicapper, and probably was.
Joe Louis, the boxer.
The boxer.
Who also owned a hotel across from the West Baden Springs Hotel.
Titanic Thompson decides, I'm going to break him. And he comes in here and takes Joe Louis right into bankruptcy on the Donald Ross course at a high-stakes game in the early 50s. He picks up the newspaper in the lobby of the French Lick Hotel. He reads that a kid from Ohio just beat Jack Nicklaus in the Ohio Amateur. Gets the kid on the phone. He says, kid, you go on the road with me. You'll make more in a month than your old man will make in a year. Get your old man on the phone. I'd like to talk to him. They put him on the phone. Kid, sure enough, goes out on the road. First place they go is St. Louis. He's in St. Louis. He says, kid, I'm going to put you on a tractor. I've got 30-day lease on that farm over there next to the country club, next to the first tee. You're going to sit in your dungarees for 30 days and go back and forth. I'll be back in touch. The kid sits on the tractor dutifully, goes back and forth for 30 days. Titanic figures out who the big wheeler dealer is with the money in the course, takes a few games from him, and says, I'm tired of messing around with you. I want a high-stakes game. Let's go. I'll tell you what, 100 grand. We'll play 100 grand. You will play teams. You pick your partner. You pick my partner, anybody you see. The guy goes, anybody I see? He goes, yeah, anybody you see. He goes, that kid on the tractor. Kid on the tractor got off in his dungarees.
Set up.
Hit a 66. Titanic rolled out of town with some money. money.
And the moral to that story?
Avoid situational bets that somebody else poses.
Absolutely. John Eckbert, director of global media relations for the Cook Group, and I like to, I'm honored to call you my friend.
Yeah, man.
And we have a lot of fun, and we love it up here.
Yeah, man.
And Brendan Sweeney,
you are kerosene, and you are match.
we are a lot of fun together.
Had that MVP.
You know, we just had somebody ride up from the LPGA that's waiting on you, Brendan Sweeney. So we probably need to end the show. You know,
real quick. You talk about the trophy. Talk about the Fergie.
Oh yeah,
tell me your impression of the trophy for the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, benefiting the Riley's Hospital for children.
It is this wonderful trophy, and I've been warning women who are golfing here today: don't go near the trophy. Don't make sure you definitely don't touch the trophy because you're going to be the winner. If you touch the trophy, you're going to have some challenges because trophies have that problem with them, especially ones that are as glorious as this. I swear, it's as big as my torso. This is like the biggest trophy I've ever seen.
It's huge. But somebody from the Predators touched the Western Conference champion trophy, obviously, because we lost.
You lost.
We lost. That was it. So great stuff. Hey, we've had a lot of fun today, and I
Frank, thanks.
I'm going to thank you, Mr. Eckbert.
Hey,
Mr. Sweeney.
Golf Channel, 4 to 6, today, tomorrow. Watch it. If you're always curious about French Lick, there's a time to take a look at it. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate it. Tune in soon. We'll be back.